He could hardly think. Sensing his own impending destruction, Luhan shifted madly back and forth between forward and reverse gears, trying to dislodge the obstacle and break the tracks free. The APC shuddered, then began to rock as hundreds of people threw their bodies against its side. Hammering on the hull, they tipped the vehicle onto its right track, then the edge of its right track. With a sickening crash, it toppled over onto its side. Luhan unbuckled himself at once and scrambled over the back of his chair, shouting at the gunner, who was still seated.
Pulse rifles! We're going to have to fry our way out of here!
Snatching up a laser weapon from the floor and thumbing its fire selector to full power, the Major rushed for the rear doors. Before he could reach them, the APC took a tremendous hit, delivered not by massed human hands, but by a massed high explosive. The shock blast sent him flying helmet first into the ceiling of the passenger compartment, knocking him out. When Luhan regained consciousness, he was on his back on the pavement outside the APC. There was a sharp pain in his ribcage every time he tried to sip air. Backlit by the teleuse, a head leaned over him. Its long hair and beard were twisted into a corona of greasy spikes. The Major caught the glint of the thick goggles that covered the man's eyes. He saw the black plates of an armor vest and a pair of muscular arms, bare to the shoulders, and covered with a mass of interwoven, dark tattoos.
"Wake up, Luhan. It's time to die."
The Major recognized the voice. It belonged to Thrill Bill. Ryan leaped through the passenger compartment doors to the street, 100 yards from the mob surging over the other APC. Unarmed, enraged people hurled themselves against it, first rocking, then overturning the lethal machine. The sight was so awesome, so unexpected, that it made him freeze. Then he was struck by an overpowering stench. Not burning plastic this time, burning people. Ryan looked around and saw the swath of slaughter created by the other gunner's sloppy aim. He had never imagined, not even in his most hideous Matran's jump dream, that such a battlefield could ever exist. For 500 yards, there was nothing but mounded dead, a rolling landscape made up of charred body parts, steaming like freshly turned compost. On either side of the arc, there were survivors. People sat on the ground clutching melted faces and the stumps of scorched off limbs. Dam and Nara joined him outside the APC.
"Oh, fuck."
The Mercy took in the carnage. Nara's eyes widened. In her hand, the pulse rifle began to shake uncontrollably. As a huge crowd began to close in on them from all directions, Ryan raised his own weapon to his hip and prepared to fire. He looked into faces full of fury, faces that didn't care if they died, so long as they got the chance to pull a nice big chunk out of him. Nara let the tri-barrel slip from her fingers and dropped to the concrete.
"Ryan, don't fire. It'll only make things worse."
"Captain's right."
Ryan wondered how in the name of hell things could get any worse. Going against his gut instinct, he laid down his rifle too. Predictably, the mob surged over them at once, kicking and punching. On the other side of the street, there was a loud explosion. Ryan was too busy to pay much attention. He fought back as best he could, returning blows whenever it was possible, managing above all to keep from being pulled to the ground where he could be stomped. Then, somebody in the mass of swinging fists yelled,
"It's him! Stop! It's him!"
The man standing in front of Ryan was winding up with a 4-foot length of metal pipe, preparing to knock his head off his shoulders. The guy held up on the swing, a surprised look spreading over his face. Surprise quickly turned to delight. The would-be batter pointed the end of his pipe at the teleuse screen, hanging from the ceiling high above them.
"It is him! Hey, everybody, it's a Shadow Man!"
Ryan looked up at his own image, magnified hundreds of times. The people nearest to him turned and started shoving the others back. Dam and Nara were both down on the pavement. The Mercy had covered her with his body. Ryan helped them up. As he did, the crowd began to stomp and chant. Down the street, Carter could see the mob parting by the overturned APC, parting before a wedge of SEC men. A tall, ramrod straight figure strode behind the wedge. When the man waved his hand, the crowd sent up a deafening wave of cheers. On either side of the tall guy, Ryan could see the tops of black helmets and a bunch more Sec men. Two men in armor were being herded along like cattle. As the tall man came closer, Ryan could make out his features. They didn't inspire confidence. The spike-haired and spike-bearded guy stopped an arm's length away. Behind the thick goggles strapped to his head, a pair of hard gray eyes sized up Ryan.
Huh. I didn't think you were real.
The man reached up and twisted the tip of one of his beard spikes, drawing it into an even tighter point. Then he looked over at Dam and Nara.
You're running with a bad crowd, Shadow Man. Those two will get you nothing but roasted.
Hey, Bill!
Dam grinned, showing teeth smeared with red from a cut inside his mouth. Nara stared and said nothing.
I would have thought you already had enough blood on your hands, Captain.
I didn't mean for this to happen.
Heard that song, done that dance. We got business with Major Luhan. Then we'll deal with you.
The warlord turned to face the mob and shot his fist up in the air.
Vengeance!
The bellow of approval made Ryan wince. Automatic weapon fire rattled, sprays of bullets sparking off the street's concrete ceiling. The warlord headed for an undamaged facade ahead. Ryan and the others found themselves pushed along behind by a legion of Sec men. The shouts of the surrounding crowd were so loud, they rattled his insides. Thrill Bill stopped at the building's entrance, which consisted of four glass panels, the middle two of which were sliding doors. Beyond the transparent wall, bathed in weak light, the foyer was packed, nearly shoulder to shoulder, with more excited people. Thrill Bill waved for the pair of tactical squad unit survivors to be brought forward and lined up before him. He reached out and wrapped a knuckle on the helmet of the shorter of the two. The black tint drained away, and a man's face appeared. Blood leaking from his nose painted his upper lip and chin. His dark eyes were narrowed to slits.
Oswaldo, you fucked up.
My orders were to rescue Shadow Man from Dam at any cost.
Mitsuki has always been real generous when it comes to other people's suffering.
They are thinking about the bottom line, same as you.
Oh, I don't think so.
The warlord gestured toward the field of dead.
I don't think me and Mitsuki are on the same page. You picked the wrong place to fuck up, Luhan.
If you kill me, you know there will be reprisals.
If I don't kill you, there will be reprisals. Where is the profit in that?
Thrill Bill signaled the bodyguards with a jerk of his hand.
Take these global humps inside.
Luhan and the other man were shoved through the doors and into the foyer, where they suffered a rain of wild blows and kicks. They would have been knocked down, but there was no room for them to fall. Ryan, Nara, and Dam received much better treatment from the people inside. They were only spat upon and cursed. Prodded by Sec men, they were made to follow Thrill Bill through the foyer and into a stairwell packed with more humanity. Then they were forced to climb the flight leading up. It wasn't easy. They had to squeeze by the three or four people sitting on every step. At the first landing, Thrill Bill paused. He ordered his guards to proceed up to the next floor with the Mitsuki prisoners.
You know what to do with them.
As the men in armor were pushed up the packed stairs, the warlord turned to Ryan.
Well, while those two are being dealt with, I think the rest of us should sit down and have a little chat.
The landing's door opened onto a windowless hallway, lit by a row of bulbs strung along the ceiling. The sight of more mob didn't surprise Ryan. He was starting to expect it. When the Sec men cleared the people away from a doorway, Ryan saw a wide band of greasy dirt along the walls where countless hands had brushed. Thrill Bill opened the door, and after ordering his guards to wait outside, waved Ryan and the others into the room. It had a few furnishings, a couple of battered couches, a mattress, and bed frame. Along one wall was an arsenal of blasters. Not just laser weapons, but the sort of thing Ryan was used to handling in Deathlands. Standard military, stamped receiver, mass-produced automatic rifles, stacked boxes of metal-jacketed rounds, armored breastplates and helmets. There were also open plastic crates of Grens and anti-personnel charges. What the room didn't have was people. There were just the four of them. The warlord closed the door behind him. then pointed at the opposite wall.
Stand beside the windows, please.
They overlooked the street below. Ryan looked down at a sea of bobbing heads, too many to fight, and to the right, a fan of bodies, too many to move.